A big American bank runs into big trouble in Asia.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The New York Times reports J.P. Morgan Chase is under investigation for its Chinese business dealings. The SEC is looking into whether it hired the children of powerful Chinese leaders in an effort to win business. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us from Beijing. Hello, Martin.
Good morning.
So tell us a little more about what these allegations are.
Well, there's a couple of allegations here. One of the claims is that J.P. Morgan hired the son of a one-time bank regulator who is now the head of a prominent investment firm. Now, that investment firm and then J.P. Morgan went on to complete a series of deals together. The second case relates to the daughter of a senior Chinese railway official. A subsidiary of the Chinese railway was then subject to a public flotation. J.P. Morgan was involved in that. It advised on that deal, which raised about $5 billion.
Now, companies hire people not just for their skills, but also for their connections. So just talk about what crosses the line from hiring somebody that just has good contacts and actually stepping into the realm of bribery.
Well, it's a very good point. But certainly when you speak to legal experts, they will say there's nothing inherently illicit about hiring well-connected people. In order to break the law, the company must act with corrupt intent. For example, if you get a job, in return for getting that job, you would perhaps offer some government business. Now, there's no suggestion that has happened here. And according to the US authorities, or certainly according to the New York Times, the bank has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
Okay, the BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today, conservatives kick off a 9-city town hall tour. They want to defund Obamacare. That goal and the rhetoric are not new, but the strategy is. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that this time, the entire federal budget is involved.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz recently told fellow Republicans they have until September 30th. That's the deadline for Congress to pass a continuing budget resolution or shut the government down. Cruz says continue funding everything except Obamacare. Tough to do, says former Obama staffer Dr. Kavita Patel of the Brookings Institution.
If you change what the federal budget that's allocated for Medicaid is, you could unintentionally decrease the state funds given in Medicaid.
Patel says Medicaid, Medicare, and the health care reform law are so intertwined, it's hard to defund one without destabilizing the other. But Dan Holler of Heritage Action for America says Congress can strip away Medicaid expansion and health exchanges and insurance subsidies.
There would not be funds to address or enact those changes. Aside from that, things would go on as planned.
Defunding gets much harder for Republicans after taxpayer subsidies kick in 2014. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Next time you're at the airport, you'll probably have a zone number on your boarding pass telling you when you can get on. It's part of the airline's endless quest to get everyone on as fast as possible. United and American recently tweaked their boarding procedures. Filling a plane just a little bit quicker can have major impact on airline company profits. Sally Herships reports.
Boarding a plane isn't rocket science, but it may take an astrophysicist to tell us how to make it faster.
Most of my time is devoted to studying exoplanets, planets orbiting distant stars.
Jason Steffen is a research fellow at Northwestern, and when he wasn't busy studying dark matter, he came up with a theory for boarding planes. Here's how it works. Back to front, window to aisle. When they board, passengers are staggered every other row, which prevents traffic jams.
And so instead of having one or two people putting their luggage away, you'll have 15 people putting their luggage away.
Airlines struggle to make boarding efficient. Delays are expensive, and unhappy passengers may not return. So to observe some different strategies, I timed two different flights.
Please step up to the blue general boarding lane, groups 2 and 3.
First, American from New York to L.A. The airline says carry-on bags are the number one cause of boarding delays, so it's now letting passengers with no carry-ons board first. American says its new strategy saves 2 minutes every flight, and it has thousands a day. It's 11:26, and the line is moving right along. The flight took 20 minutes to board. Next, I observed a Southwest flight from Newark to Phoenix. On Southwest, passengers line up in the order they checked in, and on board, they choose their own seats. So ideally, they won't get stuck in overhead bin traffic. Chris Ruprecht works for Southwest.
Customers don't have to look for a specific seat. They can sit wherever they choose.
Southwest plane also took about 20 minutes to board. But even if airlines perfect boarding, there's still the problem of getting off the plane. Astrophysicist Jason Steffen says when he tested it, his synchronized method of boarding was fastest, and it will likely work in reverse, too. Unfortunately, when passengers want to get off, they don't care about rules.
And so the airplane is going to deboard the way that it is, probably until the sun expands and consumes the Earth.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a New York Times article looks into why Amazon founder Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post when his company isn't always super friendly to journalists. Someone in the piece points out that Amazon seems to always decline to comment to reporters. So the Times asked about it. The Amazon spokesman declined to comment about whether Amazon always declines to comment. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update.